So last thing I just want to bring up to you is something I was mentioning in all three of the symposia we did at San Antonio, which is the recent passing of Dr. Bernard Fisher, who really started the NSABP. And, you know, I thought about the fact that, you know, fellows and people who just came into the field maybe don't really know that story. And a really incredible story of how he impacted the treatment of breast cancer. I'm just kind of curious if you have any personal recollections or thoughts about that.
So I never had the pleasure of really speaking with Dr. Fisher, but I've been a huge fan of his work, of the NSABP, and the trials they've done. Full disclosure, I work on their Data Safety and Monitoring Board as part of my professional responsibilities. But Dr. Fisher, I thought, deserved the Nobel Prize for demonstrating that breast cancer was a systemic disease as much as a local disease. And in the canonical trials, NSABP B04 and B06, they showed that mastectomy or even radical mastectomy did not improve outcomes compared to more limited breast surgery. And that transformed the whole world of how we take care of women with breast cancer. And it was a remarkable triumph and was really due to his genius at both trial design, but also engaging surgeons around the country to participate in this trial at a time when that was an unheard of thing to do. And if you compare progress in breast cancer compared to some other malignancies, you know, the reason there's been so much progress in breast cancer has been because of the cooperative groups, and in particular the NSABP's effort to get people to work together, and then start counting the contributions the NSABP made, which are canonical. So adjuvant tamoxifen, they did the studies. Adjuvant chemotherapy, they did the studies. They developed CMF. The use of AC chemotherapy, that was from the NSABP. The proof that neoadjuvant therapy could be as effective as adjuvant, could downstage the patient surgically, and that PCR was a prognostic marker. All of that was proven in B18. The use of trastuzumab was in an NSABP and North Central Cooperative Group trial. The fact that you don't need to do margins bigger than no ink on tumor, that was from the NSABP. The negative predictive value of a sentinel lymph node, that was the NSABP. Prevention studies, tamoxifen, and then the follow-on trials, that was from the NSABP. The NSABP also was amongst the first to store tumor blocks and do extensive correlations, and it was because of the 21 gene recurrence score, they were able to go back and link their assay to trials like B14 and B20. And so the reason that we can use the 21 gene recurrence score and the reason that chemotherapy has plummeted in its use for ER-positive disease is because of the NSABP. All those trials guided by Dr. Fisher, one trial after another. It is an unparalleled contribution to management of early stage breast cancer. And along the way, so much of the statistical methodology, subset analyses that came out of that work has just, you know, defined it. I used to tell our fellows that if you just read the NSABP papers, you will know essentially everything you need to know about adjuvant treatment of early stage breast cancer and neoadjuvant therapy. The only piece you would miss would be dose-dense therapy, which, you know, was a tweak to the AC and taxane regimens. Sorry, that was a long answer, but it's an extraordinary legacy.
No, that was a really incredible summary. And, you know, actually, you know, when you think about it, he met such resistance from the surgeons about the idea of, I mean, just gigantic resistance, overwhelming. And, you know, really, the only way he could prove it was with a randomized trial. And you think about it, randomizing a woman to mastectomy or breast conservation, you know, executing that trial. But, you know, in a way, once they did that, what happened, what you described, then they had the randomized trial mechanism and they took it and ran with it.
Now, and these guys had guts. You're exactly right. I mean, so to randomize women to a lumpectomy or a mastectomy, which was a hugely loaded issue, they were accused of killing women, of, you know, at the same time, the other people were accused of mutilating women. And then the adjuvant chemotherapy trials, I mean, they were accused of poisoning people and killing them to treat women who had no evidence of cancer. So, you know, really challenging times, really powerful studies, and a truly remarkable legacy. And Fisher also was a huge advocate for large randomized trials because he knew the power of them. So there, as you may remember, there was a big scandal involving the NSABP trials.
Right.
There was an investigator at one of the sites in Montreal who had essentially had scientific misconduct and had cheated on the reports. And the NSABP analyzed all their data without that site, and the data were still perfect. And it just made the point that there is so much power to doing multi-center cooperative group studies. It's an extraordinary contribution, and his like don't come along often.
Yeah, and he was 101 when he passed.